Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson. And at the end of 8 days when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. This is the text. And I left a riddle with people last night. And the riddle is, what's the name of the month December actually mean? And why is that important? Do you know what the name December means? It means 10th month. What? Yeah, and Bonnie Nelson's grandson Dylan said, I know that because deca means 10. And I said to him, yeah, and November then means 9th month, and October 8th month, and September 7th month. What's going on here? And it seems that the Romans, when they set up their calendar, they set it up for the year to begin on March 1st. Really? Oh, and by the way, that's the reason why February at the end of the year is kind of an odd month. A couple of the names were named after Roman emperors, July and August, and one of the days of February was stolen from February and given to July and another one to August, and that's why February is 28 days. What's that got to do with Christianity? So strangely enough, the whole calendar shifted, and now the year begins in January, which means that the year begins on the 8th day of Christmas. The year begins on the day of the giving of the name, Jesus. The year begins on the day of the circumcision of our Lord. And how'd that happen? Maybe it has something to do with what Jesus said, and I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to myself. So all around the world, the nations unwittingly mark the beginning of the year with the name of Jesus. Hmm. 8 days, the 8th day of Christmas. And so, there's even something about the 8th day. Because the early church used to call Easter the 8th day, 8th day of the week. 8th day is the first day of the new week of creation, the first day of the beginning of the new creation, the day of resurrection. So, going back into the Old Testament, well, it would have been the 8th day then that was the day of the covenant act, and marking the child as a son of the covenant. And the knife is raised, and so comes the first shedding of the blood of Jesus. And the day points to the fulfilling of the covenant, because the covenant is fulfilled on Good Friday as Jesus lives out his name. You know what the name Jesus actually means? In the Hebrew word, it means salvation. And so he must be the Savior with all that is involved, and salvation comes only with the shedding of blood. And so the year begins with the name salvation and our need for a Savior, and around the world the many nations that need a Savior. And so it has happened that in a world where New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, some of the most secular of holidays, actually traces back to Christianity and to Jesus. Maybe we should tell them. What do you think? Maybe we should tell them. But going back even further, the first man, his name was Adam. And if you trace that through the Hebrew meaning of the name, the name of the man is dirt, dust, earth, clay. His name is mud. Yeah. And the second Adam, Jesus Christ, his name is salvation. So we shouldn't be surprised that the events of the eighth day should tell us about the suffering of the cross. When the time had fully come, God sent forth his Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those under law, and the wood of the manger points us toward and reminds us about the wood of the cross. And there's an old tradition where Christian churches would take the Christmas tree, which they'd use a real tree, and they would lop off all of the branches and take the trunk and cut it in two pieces and take the top and turn it sideways and bind it by a rope to the bottom part to form a cross, and that would be part of the church's decoration from the Christmas season until through Holy Week. Our Lord Jesus came into our world and he placed himself under the law. And it's not only the small requirements of the law that he placed himself under, it is obedience to the full measure of the law. And so he would be circumcised on the eighth day. And he placed himself under the law and to the full obedience of the law. And the law says that the sinner shall die. And the law says that only the fully righteous shall live. And in the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus said, "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." And so he fulfills the law in his own flesh, taking our sins, being the sacrifice, going to the cross, there to be the man of sin. And it is a very good part of the preaching of Good Friday to say that on Good Friday, that was Judgment Day. And on Good Friday, the man of sin, singular, the one man of sin, stood under the judgment and wrath of God. And he did that for all of the rest of us, taking our sin, standing before his Father, receiving the just judgment of the law on our sins. "Do not think that I came to abolish the law or the prophets. I did not come to abolish, but to fulfill." The law called for a sacrifice, and he would be that sacrifice, that Lamb of God slain for you and me, the one who purchased and won us with his suffering, his blood, his death. The cross has got to be there. And so Jesus, the Savior, fulfills his name by being salvation for us. And on the cross, if that has been Judgment Day, what then of the Judgment Day that we think about coming in the future? Well, for us, that is not Judgment Day. That's the day of resurrection, the day of the great reunion, the day of celebration, the day of seeing Jesus face to face, of being able to see him with these eyes, touch him with these hands, and know that he has brought life and salvation forever. And as one of the professors in seminary used to like to say, for the one who is lost, who loses out on salvation, who goes and is apart from God for all eternity, his sins didn't separate him from God. His sins were carried off by Jesus. There's no separation there. Instead, what separates him from God is just simply that he would not believe. Unbelief. That's all it is. Because what Jesus did, he did for all. So, he is the Savior. He is the Lamb of God. He is my Savior. He is my Lamb of God. He stands in my place. He stands there to receive the judgment for me, that I may receive the salvation that he earned. The other part of what the law says is the righteous shall live by faith. And there is only one that is righteous, and he lives by his faith. And that is Jesus. But because he lives in that way, and because he has given his holiness, his righteousness, in fact, he has given himself to me, bound to Jesus, I must live. And so we begin the year with the name of Jesus, the name that means salvation. We begin the year with salvation being on our lips and marking our days and our hours, our months and our year with the name of Jesus. Our lives being drawn into what God is doing. So he is our beginning, because he's the beginning of all things. But he's not just the beginning of all those great things. He is the beginning personally for you, for me. He is not just the Savior of the world. He is my Savior, your Savior. He is not just the beginning of the new creation. He is the new beginning of my life. And he is not just the one who leads his church into new life. He is the one who is our life, our salvation, and we being bound to him, him binding himself to us, he is our eternity. He's not just the beginning of the resurrection. He is in himself my resurrection. And there he is, all of the promises of God, salvation itself with hands and feet, salvation that walks around the Holy Land, salvation that sits down with the sinners and eats with them, that touches the lepers and heals them. Salvation that feeds the 5,000. Salvation that kneels in the garden. Salvation that goes to the cross to be my salvation there in the darkest place of all. And he begins our year with his own name, marks us out as his own, and we go through this year with the name of Jesus, marking us, the name of Jesus over us, the name of Jesus in our hearts, and the name of Jesus on our lips. So that each day begun with him is a day that is brought into the name of Jesus, salvation. And though the nations of the world do not realize this, God has arranged it so that they mark on this day the beginning of the year with the name of Jesus. Let's tell them. In Jesus' name, amen.